Today's program was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Listening to Let's Eat In on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathy Irway. We're here as usual at Roberta's Pizza, the homestead of Heritage Radio Network. It's starting to get hot, a little steamy. It's a little humid today. Not that hot, but it's actually a perfect time to be indulging in more spicy, flavorful foods. And would you know it, there is actually an event coming up celebrating all that. And it's at the Guga Muga Festival, which is a new phenomenon happening to Brooklyn this weekend. We've got on air two people who are very good at making hot sauce. And Matt Timms, who's on the phone making some strange sounds right now, is actually hosting a hot sauce takedown. It's a cook-off in his takedown series of cook-offs at the Guga Muga Festival. Hey, how are you doing, Matt?
I am so awesome, Kathy. Thanks.
Cool. I'm looking forward to, how did you come up with this idea? I know you've done like bacon takedowns, you've done ice cream takedowns, cookie takedowns, hot sauce. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to see how it works, but I think it's going to be kind of awesome. I mean, it's a super sleazy sauce idea.
Sleazy?
And I think it's, it invariably is the kind of stuff that makes crappy food suddenly taste amazing.
Oh, I see. It's kind of like the slutty gear or something of food.
I mean, yeah, right? I mean, yeah. I don't think people ever put it on the good stuff. They always put it on, hot dogs and something bland and something they didn't like in the first place.
Well, what do you think about that chef, John Meyer, who's also here in the studio, the chef of I8NY?
About why we use hot sauce?
Should we tart up foods? Is that a good way to save foods, or is it?
So I think that why we like hot sauce is only, it's like partly because it's hot, but it's also because hot sauce is usually really acidic and really salty. And lots of food, I feel like most food, it doesn't have enough acid or salt. And so that's why I gravitated towards hot sauce, like, since I was, like, very, like a kid, I liked hot sauce.
It'll be interesting to see at the festival how many people put that proper kick, or the tartness, I guess, or brightness into their sauces. Because I've had hot sauces before that aren't necessarily as vinegary or something, which...
So, but, I mean, like, if your food, like, tastes really good, and, I mean, it's, like, really lively and dynamic, then I putting hot sauce on it kind of ruins it, but... Yeah. I still do it sometimes anyway, because I love hot sauce.
What's that, Matt?
Well, I mean, no, I totally agree. And I'm glad you had a chef answer that question, because he's going to be smarter than me. But I'll say this, that first, I mean, you know, the best restaurants don't even have salt and pepper on the table, because they've done it right in the first place. But, I mean, for me, it's about, you know, just the varsity craziness and the endorphin rush getting over the hump of the heat, and then the flavor would be a second for me. But you know, I have no idea what people are going to be making at that hot sauce takedown I'm talking about.
Neither do I. Are they like all new contestants? Because I know you have some frequent, you know, competitors in the takedown series. Is it a bunch of crazy hot sauce fanatics or what?
Well, there's a couple regulars like Adrian Ashby who are definitely coming on board.
Nice.
And then there's other people who've just been waiting for me to do a hot sauce takedown forever. And, you know, I can't wait to try these hot sauces on their own, because I could just eat it with chips forever and ever. I mean, sriracha, yummers. And, is a side note, but I saw that the Tabasco got totally crapped on by Cooked Magazine. It's the worst hot sauce ever.
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
But it's
an old standby, but they said it's in a blind taste test, it sucked next to El Yucateca, stuff like that. That's my favorite, by the way.
John, you like Tabasco?
I love Tabasco. Tabasco is
so... It's a classic.
And it's also like... It's like their whole story is inspired. Tabasco is fascinating because if you look on the bottle, it just has three ingredients. It's like chili, salt, and vinegar in it. But it tastes like so much more than that. And that's because they have this very special variety of peppers called Tabasco peppers, which if you see them, you can find them pickled in bodegas around New York. They're like little, they look kind of like Thai chilies. But they taste, it's weird. They taste exactly like Tabasco sauce. But then Tabasco does this other thing. They barrel age their hot sauce for like 3 years.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Like,
so special. I love them. They sell like a limited edition, like a 10-year Tabasco that I really want to try. But
I don't like that they change up the recipe. That they offer a green one now, and they don't have to do that. Why mess with the best?
Well, maybe that's their tarting it up.
I like the green one. I don't like the chipotle. I don't care for the chipotle or the buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the green one's okay. It's like, it's got a nice, like, it's like nice and tangy.
So barrel.
Yo! Sorry. But have you guys tried El Yucateca? Because I got to say, that's my favorite hot sauce of all time if you're looking on the supermarket shelf.
What is that?
It's like a Mexican one.
El Yucateca.
With the guy with the sombrero? Or some lady?
That's like Tapatio Valencia, right?
I don't know.
It's not. It's a lot hotter than those.
That's the one that's like bright, bright green, and it's hot.
Bright green, unnaturally green.
I like
it's
that
so
one.
Good.
A lot of food coloring.
Oh my gosh, that one.
Yeah,
bright
green. Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
That's good.
It's weird looking, but then they have the triple X version.
It's good.
It's brown and filthy looking, and it's so good.
Well, I've had that one too. That's your favorite, huh?
That's my favorite from the supermarket shelves. I mean, yeah, I'd like that over sriracha any day. Sriracha's too garlicky.
It is very garlicky.
It is very. But we were just talking about a little bit just before we got on air. John was saying that, you know, there's so many different types of hot sauces, and the ones we normally think about when we think of hot sauce are like those Tabasco, just vinegary, thin mixtures of flavor and heat, and I like those Mexican or Tex-Mex style, like Red Hot and so forth, is like the classic version. But every culture seems to have a hot sauce, or many types actually, like sriracha, which we mentioned. And John makes this version that is actually creamy and thick texture wise, and it's like amazing. I've used most of one bottle in a year. It's awesome.
What's the creamy part?
I don't know. What is it?
It's just like pureed chilies, and it's like a bunch of pickled chilies and shallots and garlic that are all pureed together and then strained, and then there's like a little bit of xanthan gum.
It has this beautiful color.
And there's olive oil too.
Hey, John, have you ever tried Face Melter?
I haven't had Face Melter, no.
I hear it's the best.
It's pretty good too. Sorry for not mentioning it. It also has the best graphics on it, and that is Matt Timm's proprietary hot sauce.
Sounds pretty spicy.
Yes.
Sounds like it's pretty good.
That's a spicy name. I gotta change the recipe so it's a little more face melter-ish, but
what's the best hot sauce?
I want you to try it.
I'd like to try it.
We just saw somebody plunk a mason jar of what looks to be a beautiful Bloody Mary on someone's table here.
That's
at Roberta's.
Great, huh?
And yeah, what's a good hot sauce for Bloody Mary? Now that I'm wondering,
Bloody Mary is about horseradish and black pepper, which are different kinds of spice for me.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that chilies. Well, you can put chilies in there, like a little
Tabasco sauce.
Yeah,
Tabasco.
Yeah, Tabasco too. But like for me, like the main heat is all about the horseradish, which is like the head. It's like the head spice.
I love that.
Like ginger.
Yeah, the head heat. Oh, and it makes your head tingle, and you can feel everything, every hair on your scalp. I love that.
So where is the heat coming from for the face melter? Is that's a total like face, like blood red face type of heat, I guess.
I bet John could comment on this more, but the ways that hot sauce hits you and the hot food hits you, there seems to be a real science that I can't talk about enough, but the timing of which you cook it, it hits the front of your mouth or the back of your throat, or
you, yeah, like 2 minutes later and then you're dying, and beforehand you're like, oh yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, it's really, I don't have a really firm grasp on how all that works. It's something I've wondered about a lot because it all, I mean, I guess it all depends on like the texture of the sauce, but if you eat like
Or what you're eating with.
If you eat a raw chili versus if you eat hot sauce, it's like a completely different sensation. And that's not even, I mean, that's just with chilies, like horseradish and ginger and stuff and wasabi are totally different kind of heat. But like, I think a lot of it has to do with vinegar and like with the viscosity of the sauce and all the other crap in there that will affect, you know, like how the...
how it hits, yeah.
How the spice, yeah, how the spice hits your tongue.
How it melts your face. Yeah. So, Matt, are you getting prepared with like some precautionary gallons of milk or something to help out folks at the...
Yeah, how are they going to taste the hot sauce?
Well, I'm not that worried about how they feel afterwards. That's their problem. I guess they could have some. They should bring some milk. And I know bread works well.
Okay.
But really, they're going to try.
Sugar helps too.
Okay.
Is that right? Sugar helps. Oh, good.
Sugar helps a lot.
Huh. There's some sweets.
I actually never heard that one before.
Yeah, I used to work at a restaurant called Fatty Q, and we had like a duck, like a really spicy duck dish. And when people like pass out because of the heat, or like looked like they were going to pass out, we'd give them. This like pineapple syrup.
Cool. Yeah, I really hope people go much more for heat than flavor, but that's my personal opinion because this is a hot sauce competition. I want to see some hot sauces. But that being said, like I know flavor is super important. I mean, I don't know. I just want it to be people, especially in New York, tend to lay off the heat.
So I know that your contests are mostly audience judged. That's the top win or the top award. But is there special hot sauce judges that you've got for this one?
No, it's just going to be a people's choice type of thing.
Cool.
Mooga Mooga may bring in some of theirs because they've got celebrity cooks crawling at that place. So they probably are going to recruit somebody I don't know about for a special category. But so far, I've just been wrangling cooks, wrangling local New Yorkers, and people with real opinions about hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, what I said about New York, I wasn't slanging it. There's some awesome hot sauces in New York. There's this one dude, I believe he's in upstate New York, who makes Figgin hot sauce. I think it's Mike's Figgin hot sauce. It's a fig hot sauce.
Figs.
And it's every year over at Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, he shows up with jars of it. And it's
magic.
Oh,
for the Chili Pepper Fiesta.
For the Chili Pepper Fiesta. Yeah, in October.
You know what? Come to think of it, I'm obsessed with this one hot sauce now that's made in Hoboken in the style of a peri peri sauce. That's what it's called.
Peri peri.
Have you guys tried that? It's so good. Mm-hmm. And it's a type of pepper called peri peri sauce. But it's oily, too. It's got some olive oil. It's got some whiskey, I think, in it. Yeah. I don't even know. Do you add booze, either of you? Because I've
peri peri?
No, to use your hot sauce in general, like booze or maybe some beer I've heard of doing. No?
That doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, I know Ben Flannard put beer in his.
My mother was telling me about a Filipino recipe where it's basically all it is sherry with chilies mixed in and use that as a condiment.
You cook it though, right?
No, it just sits there. Yeah.
Crazy. There's so many different types of hot sauces. It's like this group of condiments that really has no end.
You know what's interesting, actually? I just talked to this guy. I was in Denver, and this guy was telling me about jalapenos. Have you ever been to the supermarket and gotten green jalapenos, and they weren't hot at all? And then other times, you want to rip your face off?
Yeah, every pepper is different. Yeah.
Apparently, regionally, it's the sulfur content.
Oh.
It directly affects the
in the soil,
the
you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, and you know me, Kathy, I'm not a smart man. So that was secondhand information. If everyone were to call in and totally discount that, or John were to tell
me that's
to shut
actually
up.
Very no helpful idea. To know where your pepper is grown so you can gauge how hot they are. If you don't want to melt your face by trying. Or my worst habit is taking out my contacts later that night, forgetting that I had touched all these peppers. Oh, my God, they hurt so bad. We're going to talk more about how to make hot sauce and what to make with it, especially for a spicy date, right after this musical interlude. Hope you like it.
We'll be right back.
Mix up an all-natural Cinco de Mayo celebration this year with Whole Foods Market. We're stocking up on ripe avocados, bright red tomatoes, and juicy limes for you do-it-yourselfers. Not up for mashing, chopping, and mixing? Many of our guacamoles and salsas are made in-house daily. For Cinco de Mayo recipes, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Gotta have that hot stuff. I think we're gonna have a lot of it this weekend at the Gugamuga Festival. That was my choice. Thanks for listening to Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. Nice classic.
Appropriate.
Good choice, Kathy.
So speaking of hot, you know, loving and all that stuff, what is a particular, because I know you guys are pros at this, what would be like the sexiest date meal using something spicy or hot, you think? Like,
I would.
What do you do with your face melt?
I tell you what not to do is try and make a hot sauce or handle hot peppers and then fondle anybody's genitals.
No.
Because
yeah.
I've done that. I
that
fondled my own genitals. I didn't fondle anyone else's. It was
your own.
It wasn't even a fondle. It was a scratch. It was innocent.
No, that's true. I once, I went to a yoga class where I was touching like my ankles and all this stuff, and I had hot pepper hands. It was so brutal. I can't imagine.
It lasts forever.
Yeah. What the?
Even on jalapenos that have a Scoville of what, 1,000?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Did you say habaneros or jalapenos?
Jalapenos have 1,000 on the Scoville.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Yeah, but it goes up to like a million.
A million. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea
what
how it goes.
Is there like the hottest pepper in the world? Is that
it's called
known?
It's called like a ghost chili, I think.
Yeah.
It's a
ghost chili.
Never had it.
That's a million.
It sounds like it's going to be a little hot for me. I don't really.
Yeah.
It felt like I hydrated it and I could feel air escaping through my ears and I couldn't see.
Are you in a fish tank now, Matt?
What now?
You sound funny. Anyway, go on.
I'm in a, I'm outside of a McDonald's on the 95.
I'm sorry. Cool. I know we caught you in transit. Just for this enlightening chat.
But the hottest date, God, I think that's a really good job. If you can get a girl to eat hot food with you, I think you've got a winner.
Yeah, because you get all, like, sweaty and, like, I don't know, that you start to cry. It's very emotional.
Yeah. Or you find out just how precious they are.
Aw. What would you cook? Anything you can think of? Or just squirt it on I don't know. Hamburger?
Well, I don't know. I'm a sucker for... I'm a sucker for kimchi, but that's probably, again, not a great date food, is it?
It's a little garlicky.
It's okay.
Yeah. What do you think, John?
I think for a date? Well, in Flushing, there's these Szechuan restaurants. There's this one called Little Pepper that I like a lot.
Mm.
And Szechuan food is this kind of...
Wow.
It's this really interesting kind of spicy where you have the Szechuan peppercorns, which numb your tongue, and then you also have the chilies, which are hot.
The chili oil, too.
And all the chili oil, and you eat that food, and it gets you kind of like, it's kind of like getting high. You get really, like, kind of out of it, and it feels kind of surreal.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
I don't know. I guess that's the only thing. It's like at least it's interesting.
Yeah.
That is the best answer to that question, of course. Set you on.
No.
But you have to, I honestly think you have to warn someone, because no one warned me about what the feeling of the Szechuan pepper.
I think Szechuan,
because
it's like
be
a, because it's like, you know, I don't know, taking mushrooms together, so it's like some kind of trip.
Totally. It's this bizarre tingling, it almost feels like a chemical, well it is a chemical reaction, but when you don't feel it, you don't know what's about to happen, you think maybe something's wrong with you. Maybe you're gonna have like a seizure.
I think it's kind of fun to watch people experience it and not know it. Mm-hmm. What's coming. It's like, what's happening?
For the most part, though, I kind of feel like spicy food is kind of, I don't know. It seems kind of unromantic to me. I don't know. It's like really sort of like that's like what I put on. It's like we were saying in the beginning, it's like what you put on unremarkable food to make it taste extraordinary.
What would be the perfect date meal to you then, John?
Perfect date meal?
Mm-hmm.
Sushi.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's a common answer.
On the Japanese food. It's so elegant. They're so good at cooking, the Japanese.
It is fun to
I think they're so fascinating.
Matt, are you there? Are we losing you?
What?
Oh, there you are. What were you saying about...
No.
Okay. And we got you.
No. Good. I'm here.
I'm glad you mentioned sushi, though, because that brings up wasabi, which is, I don't know, is that technically a hot sauce?
No, it's
a root powder.
It's a rhizome, I think.
Yeah, that's a rhizome ground up and then mixed. Well, it's also mixed with like a little vinegar and
it's the same kind of heat that you get from like a radish.
Yeah, that's true.
Like radish and ginger and wasabi and.
I bet somebody's going to put wasabi in their hot sauce at the Gugumuga Festival, though.
The thing about hot sauce, though, is that it's usually it lingers, and wasabi is kind of a smash and grab.
A smash and grab?
It's over.
Yeah.
Well, it's just over before it started. It's super hot. It hits you in the back of the head, and then it's over, and you get some more.
Oh, that's not. It's not.
I like wasabi.
Yeah.
I love wasabi.
I go out, and I will get, like, I like to get really terrible sushi just so I can eat a lot of wasabi. That's like a habit I've had for a very long. I like will go to get crappy sushi and then just do the soy sauce with wasabi till it's like a very light brown.
Here's a question: what do you do if you go on a date and your date is so averse to anything spicy or hot that you know?
It's a big.
Is
turn
that
off.
A turnoff?
Really big turnoff.
What do you think?
Huge
Matt?
Turnoff.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up eating everything, no matter what. Picky eaters in general just suck. They suck as people. They're not good people.
Right, but I mean, hot sauce is a certain like kind of hang up that it's a physical reason, not so much a taste reason. But I don't know.
I should qualify. It's not a big turn off, but it is like a big turn on if they do like a lot of hot sauce.
There you go. You know, you're supposed to when you make a baby, you're supposed to feed it a giant hot pepper.
Are you serious?
Sounds like a terrible idea.
No, this is the best idea. Because then they hate it, but then they love hot food eventually. It's a thing.
Oh, my God. I can't
it's
even
remember. In some places.
Really? Okay, I'll have to look into that. It's a thing. Wow. I guess that's one way to break
you in. I'm going to do it to my kid.
Okay. All right. Just pour that face melter all over their face.
It's the kind of thing where, like, suddenly, like, you know, when your child grew into an adult, like, that child would, like, not be able to have hot sauce or something. Or maybe the opposite, I don't know.
Right. Well, it's interesting when you're raised.
Maybe the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I was raised with a lot of hot sauce in my food. You probably were, too, since you're fanatics. But it's like... I have a grandmother who used to carry around hot sauce with her on airplanes or anywhere she went, really, to eat somewhere outside of home because she was addicted, basically. It was like a need.
I inherited it. My father, like, loves hot sauce. My sister, for many years, carried around sriracha in her purse. Like, we all like
we
hot
all
sauce
have
a
it.
Lot.
Okay,
yeah.
That's done. Decided.
It's the endorphin rush, which I want to believe in, and I think I do wake up a little after some hot sauce. But that same endorphin rush is supposed to be happening in the runner's high, and I've never experienced the runner's high because I hate exercise.
You know, I really I don't share that sentiment, really. I don't like it when it's too hot, because it's ultimately two-thirds about the acidity and the salt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you were describing the mala experience as being sort of
the
awesome.
Which experience?
Mala, the Sichuan peppercorns with the
Oh, that experience.
Ooh, is that what it's called?
Ooh,
it's
I didn't know
mala.
That.
I'll explain why.
That's like a thing where you're sort of prepared for. I mean, but I mean, if I'm putting hot sauce on my food because I want to give it a little extra kick, and then suddenly I'm like, feel like I'm gonna pass out. Like,
oh
that's
my gosh,
not, that's not that's not like quite the same.
Yeah.
Like,
we've
I think
all been there.
That's like a little more heavy-handed, whereas I think like the phenomenon of eating Sichuan food I'm talking about is like a little more like complex. And,
right. I was describing if you want to impress the server at the Sichuan place next, ma means the Sichuan peppercorns, which just means numbing, and then la means hot. So when you combine the two, you have this awesome like combination of senses.
Cool.
Oh, and Kathy, can I add to that?
Mm-hmm.
Go into a Thai restaurant, and if you want it super hot, you say, "Ow, pet, pet."
Okay. Ow, pet, pet.
Because that's the authentic... I wouldn't know the exact translation, but apparently say that, and you say it in a sincere tone of voice. Look them in the eye and say, ow, pet, pet, and they'll make it Thai spicy for you, and they won't try and westernize your food or, you know, tell it down.
Oh, Thai is way spicy, though. I might fall over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Thai condiment that I really like that is, like, kind of... It's not even hot sauce. I think it's called like a chili potty. And what you do is you slice up Thai chilies, and you put them in fish sauce, and they sort of like infuse in the fish sauce like right away, and then you pour that on top of whatever you're eating. Whenever I get Thai food, like when I get Thai food to go, I have like a bottle of fish sauce at my house,
yeah.
And like I'll ask for an extra Thai chili, and I'll cut it up and put it in fish sauce, and then.
I know exactly what that's called,
and then you doctor up.
On the name.
I think it's called chili potty.
Okay,
but
there's the names in
Thai. Oh, there's a Thai name, sure.
Or like Vietnamese too.
Yeah. But that's how when I get like takeout from Thai restaurants, I feel like if you ask them to make it spicy, I don't know, half the time like it's like too much or not enough or whatever. But I just do that, and I think
adjust to your own taste.
And it makes it saltier and fishier, much like.
So
Sreeprafi and Thai Chow.
Is that what it's
called?
Those
are the two authentic ones that I heard were the best in New York.
Pok Pok is amazing.
Yeah. So we have a couple months to go until local peppers are growing, and then you can put them up in a hot sauce. But what's your favorite? Like, do you like a combination of peppers? Do you prefer one type?
For hot sauce,
yeah.
I like combination. Okay. There's lots of different chilies out there. Like I like a little bit of heat, and then I like there's lots of chili varieties that have
sweet.
Well, there's like this really beautiful like floral aroma you get from chilies.
Yeah.
From some chilies, like habaneros, for example. There's these peppers that I think are from Trinidad originally, which are kind of like habaneros, but they don't have any spice. They're called seasoning peppers. That's what they call them at the green market. I like guajillo chilies a lot, which are
those
dried.
Are the dried yeah.
They're dried. They're like really,
yeah.
They have
raisin-y.
A really nice aroma, but
yeah,
they're not
raisin-y.
Too spicy.
You can make
yeah.
whole chili, not to dissuade you from making chili sauces now, from just dried chilies alone. You know, just soak them, smash them up.
I love those, but the ones, the Mexican chilies especially, I always feel like they're always so smoky. You're definitely going for that flavor when you go for the guajillas or the pasillas or the...
No, you don't like
it. You agree?
I agree.
No, I do like it. It's just a specific way to go.
Yeah, it's totally different, I guess. I agree. You don't like it so much, Don.
No, I don't think guajillas are smoky. I think they're like just kind of... Not all of them I think are smoky, but some of them are smoked.
Mm.
Or do you mean like...
Chipotles, and then there's the...
Chipotles are definitely smoked.
Definitely
I don't know,
smoked.
Maybe it's...
Mulatos and the poblanos are pretty smoky, though, just naturally, I think.
There's lots of different... I mean, there's this one called Aji Amarillo that's kind of like tart and floral, and that's a dried one that I like a lot.
Hatch? What do you think of Hatch?
New Mexico is something I would like to learn a lot more. Hatch chilies are from New Mexico. And,
yeah.
Green chilies.
Yeah, New Mexico is something I'd like to
explore a lot more. They're obsessed with those chilies down there. I know people who have them shipped in that used to live in New Mexico. It's crazy.
Hatch chili, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good chili powder. I like it a lot.
Huh.
I was just in Houston, and they just sent me this bag of chips back with flavored by Hatch. Oh, my God.
How are the people going to taste all these hot sauces at the competition?
You know, we're just going to have to see, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the photo galleries of this coming
Sounds
up.
Hot.
Of people
I'm really
crying.
Looking forward to the involuntary dances, the, from the heat, the pain. I hope it's going to be everything I want it to be. But it's going to be, they're going to go down the line, try 10 hot sauces. The vehicle will probably be a nacho. And they'll get, a little tasting cup of each one and suffer on their own time.
Man, we really have to check this out. So it's this weekend, both days, May 26th.
Both days, 5:15. The time's been changed, Kathy. Sorry,
okay.
I'm noted on my website, but it's 5:15 on Saturday and 5:15 on Sunday.
And that website would be thetakedowns.com. Find out all about the chili, or sorry, hot pepper sauce takedown. Thanks so much, Matt Timms and John Meyer from I8 New York Food.
Thanks, Kathy.
I'll see you next week on Let's Eat In.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening. I gotta stand tall. You know a man can't crawl when he knows he's telling lies and he hears them passing by. He's not a